That really probably started in college when I began picking up some books on the kind of character analysis of literary figures. So in those days, it was kind of popular to have, for example, the psychoanalytic study of Hamlet. I was always drawn, you know, to books that had strong characters in them and, you know, described them more fully and deeply. And so it wasn't a small step then to become intrigued by this psychological analysis of famous literary figures.
Yeah.
It didn't turn out to be very satisfying. I can remember even then, it just seemed to, nowadays you might say, go beyond the data, but you know, it didn't seem to ring really, really true to me. The literature itself, I thought, did a better job of explicating you know, the characters and the motives and the great writers, and, you know, Hemingway and Faulkner. But the languages in high school clearly have, since much of my life has been writing, so the languages and the love of the word and the parsing of the words and the origins of the words, you know, have played a big role in the writing side of my career.
Yeah.
The psychology side of the career more had to do with, I think, again, the study of some of the great literature and the characters that were drawn struck a chord in terms of why people behave the way they do, particularly when it's not always in their best interest.